There's a fascinating sugya tucked away in Gittin Daf Zayin Amud Aleph that sounds like, and I got it to, sounds like something that doesn't have any important nafkaminas, but when you delve into it, it's really incredible, and it was hashkacha that you guys had the ability to really sit on these sugyas. So let's dive in. So Gemara says as follows. Amri Avolo Olam, three lines from the top, and Zayin Amud Aleph. Amri Avolo Olam Al Yatel Adam Emi Yisera B'Seich Beisel, like I spoke about in the past, everybody say, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. It's not that you're not going to argue, it's not that there are not going to be disagreements, but there's the way you disagree, and you Chas V'Sholom should not be Matil Ema in the house will fall apart. Gemara says in Shabbos, Kairosav shall Adam me'idis alof. The pillars in the house are the ones that are going to testify later on, Lasid Lavo, about a person. Means on the one hand, it means the I'm by myself with only the four walls of this house. So the four walls knows what's going on. But it also means that the four walls also is hearing every crack and every response, and you have to make sure that you're not creating the wrong environment. Why? Says up in Gemara, Al yatal adam emi yisir b'sech b'sech shari adam gadol hitel emi yisir b'sech v'echilu davar gadol. Because what happened? There was a big michshol that happened after he was matil ema. So then Mimela, the people in the house got nervous, and they served him a davar gadol. What's a davar gadol, Rabbi Yisai? Dr. Rashi, what's a davar gadol? Eber menachai. Oh no, the Gemara says.
Yeah, Rashi just gives
the scenario. Right. So, Frek the Gemara Kasha, why, by the way, why is Avram and Achai called Dover Gadol? Anyone have shot?
It's a big deal.
The veil is a pretty big deal also. Chazer is a pretty big deal also. Why is Avram and Achai a big deal? You're right. That's the pshat. It's a big deal. But there's a pshat why it's a big deal. Oh. So, Marisha says, because this is something that even the Goyim keep. This is treif that the Goyim can't eat. Right? One of the Shevins may know. One of the Noahite laws is what? Is that you can't eat a limb from a live animal. Avram and Achai. Avram and Achai is one of the Shevins may know. Good? So Gemara says, Umanu, who was this guy who got fed this Davar Gadol? Manar Chananya ben Gamliel. It was none other than Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Chilus al kadaitach, frakti gemara kasha. Did he really get fed because of this? Because of the fear of the household that they fell him, fed him this. Frakti gemara hashda be melsim shal tzadikim ena kodesh baruch maybe takel al yodam tzadikim asman lo kol shukain. So Gemara says, if the behemos of a tzadik don't have mechsholim, because the Rabbanu Shalom protects the righteous. Tzadikim atzmon lo kol shekain. Ela bikshu la'achila davar gadol ma'niu avram nachai. Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Davar gadol avram nachai. But it didn't actually happen because it's impossible that it happened because the Rabbanu Shalom never brings a michshol to a tzaddik. The Rabbanu Shalom never brings a michshol to the animal of a tzaddik. Alachas kama v'kama, the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't give a michshol to the tzaddik himself. Okay? Sounds agadeic. Sounds like nothing I can really so much glean from on the surface from this Gemara, because yeah, halavai should be a tzaddik, but there's a lot here, Rabbi. So let's see Taisus. Comes along Taisus and says the following: Hash to be a mosen shel tzaddikim. Amr Rabbeinu Tam, deloy perach ela gabi mididach, dignayu letzaddik sha'ichol davar iser. Zok Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara that's saying this idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu not sending up a michshol to tzaddikim is specific to macholos asuris, to treif food. Okay. I didn't say anything.
I'm just understanding the Gemara. Is the idea that Emay Terah caused you to stop being a tzaddik, or that...
No.
So what
It's bad advice. It's bad advice. It's exactly like the Gemara, the old Gemara. The Gemara says they were over Gilei Arayos, Nidush. This is what's going to happen if you have that attitude. The Gemara asks that you should have been protected. So why would he end up eating Eiver Menachai? So Gemara says he didn't end up eating, but they wanted to. Huh? Someone share a Gemara with him, please. Right. So Rabbi said, right there, you saw the Rabbeinu Tam. The Torah says, the Gemara says, a takola lebe ma'asa shel tzadik. Where's Rabbeinu Tam coming from? Why is Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, suggesting this? Happens to be our Gemara is talking about a midah de'achila. But what's the rationale to limit it to midah de'achila? And what's the purpose that he goes there, that route? So the purpose that he goes down that route is l'choyer from the Gemara's that he's going to say. Ulahachi leiparach gabi Rabbi Shmuel shekara v'hita beperakama de Shabbos v'gabi Yehuda ben Tamoy shaharigid zaymim u'bahi de perak beiz de ksubis de helu eved l'kuhuna al piv leigaris lei Rabbeinu Tam afal bishyeshem achilas iser truma le'ishto u'levonim. So Rabbeinu Tam, right? Everybody say, even though Tosis doesn't start with a Vin Timer and a Vyei Shleimer, right? There's an implied question over here. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't like the Gemara at face value. It's not really true. It's not emes. There are countless situations that tzaddikim have fallen. That tzaddikim have had takolas in their lives. So how could the Gemara say that the Rabbeinu Shalom has an extra protection, has this safeguarding for when it comes to tzaddikim, that the Gemara can never assume and even think for a fleeting second that the family of Rav Chananya, right, of Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, fed him Eiver Menachai? What's bothering Tosis? Number one, the Gemara says famously, Rabbi said there'll be a Shmuel. What's the story of there'll be a Shmuel? You got to know this Gemara, Rabbi said. No. What's the story of there'll be a Shmuel? No.
With the lamp.
The halacha is, Rabbi said, you're not allowed to learn by a candle on Shabbos. Right? Why are you not allowed to learn by a candle on Shabbos?
Because you might have the muscle memory to.
Because you might forget and you might tilt the candle and you might be over Havara by tilting the candle. The Gemara says that Chachamim made this decree, and Rabbi Yishmael thought that he's going to be totally fine. He'll be okay. And what happened? He was learning from a sefer, and he was mata the ner, and he wrote on Pinkaso. It's a very important Gemara, but he wrote on his Pinkas that when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt, I have to bring a carbon chatas. That's Rabbi Yishmael. It's a source for maybe keeping a record of your stats. You know, when it's a big discussion in the poskim, like, do you have to keep a record? Rabbi Shmuel did so. So then the Gemara has a fascinating language. Gemara says, Chaviv and Divrei Sefer, that they made this gzeira that you shouldn't be mates haner. So the Goyin writes, I think it's in the Maritz Chi, it's there on that Gemara, in Shabbos Yugimel. Right, is that where it is?
Yeah, in the Beis.
Right, so the Goyin writes there, fascinating story. He says, Chazal, in their decree of not learning by the Ner, didn't explain why. Because then people would extrapolate and say, oh, it doesn't apply to me, it applies to him, it doesn't apply to me. Exactly like what happened to Rabbi Yishmael. So Rabbi Yishmael responds, Kama Chaviv and Divrei Sefer, that Chazal knew not to elaborate. And then the Goyin says something striking, Rabbi said. And once Chazal created that din, that created a reality. That Memela, that the person who's going to violate, that's going to lead to such a... It's a striking Goyin. It's kedai to look up that Goyin there on that Gemara about Chama Chaviv and Divrei Seferim, about I think I'm quoting like Kama Yafik Kedivri Seferim. You have to look up the Lashon of the Gemara. Anyone have a Gemara and Shabbos with them? Anyone have a Shabbos? Okay, we'll look up the exact Lashon of the Gemara, and you'll see that going there is a half of a fill. Okay, so what's Rabbi Natan bothered by? Rabbi Natan's bothered by Lamaisa, there was a Takola. Rabbi Shmuel was a Tzaddik, and there was a Takola. And similarly, the Gemara talks about Yehuda ben Taboy that killed an Eid Zayman. Right? And he was what? What was the story over there? It wasn't appropriate. It wasn't really a chiyuv. So that was a nachatakol. It was another problem. And then the Gemara also says that an eved who didn't have yichus was brought up to kahuna. So says Rabbi Natan, what's the common denominator by all these things that there was a takatakola, and how could my Gemara still live on with the fact that we're saying that we don't bring takola for tzaddikim? Yesh lechalik between what? Between mididavi achila and mididaloyavi achila. That's Rabbi Natan's word. Mididavi achila and mididaloyavi achila. Anyone have a svara, Rabbi Sai? Why should mididavi achila be different? Yeah, Isaac. Pinchas ben Yair, the Gemara in Chulin Dav Zayin. Okay, that's, so you're saying that that's an example. That's a raya. You're saying it's a raya. He's also talking about achila there. But I'm asking, what?
Where was the actual animal.
Yeah.
So in that case, from
yeah, but there has to be. You're right. But maybe I could have just said, but without Rabbi Natan, I just said, yeah. So there was an Isser Tevel there. But why would midida achila be different in Svar? That's what I want to know. Not just in terms of Rabbi Natan has a textually, Rabbi Natan has a way to differentiate. It says the only rayas that we have is cases of achila. Gemar Gittin, Gemar Chulin, great. But why Lamaisa takolas takolas, an aver is an aver. Why should we be mechalik between the two? Yeah, Ezra. Saying it's a mouth issue. Interesting. Okay, is that the halacha? Everybody say, what's the din? What's the halacha?
Oh, we said svara. Why are we speaking?
What's the halacha when it comes to nursing from a non-Jewish woman? It's kosher. The Rama says it's kosher. The Rama says it's kedai not to do it. It's a beautiful vort from Yaakov Kamenetsky. Remember this for the rest of your lives, everybody say. The Rama says you're allowed. It's machloikas rishayin. Machloikas, the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Chananel in the end of Yevamos and in Bukhiris. Whether or not we hold that when it comes to non-kosher animals, you're not allowed to not eat the non-kosher animals. You're not even allowed to have a yoytze from that non-kosher animal. If I drink milk from a non-kosher animal, that is treif. Okay? Kol yoytze min aser aser. Where's that kavara? Mar Bukhiris daf vav. Okay, Mar Mechir is Dachvav, that Kol Yotzim and Aser is Aser. So now the question is, okay, well what about, hey, wait a second, why am I allowed to nurse from a woman? Why am I allowed to drink my mother's milk? Am I allowed to eat my mother? Rabbi, I don't know what happened to you in Florida, but you just got weird. Okay, but I'm raising a kasha that the Rishenim and Ksubas Daf Samach raised that kasha. So Machlokes is the Ran, the Ramban, the Ra'ah. Are you allowed to eat your mother?
It's a good title for this year.
Yeah, exactly. I'll get destroyed on every social media. You let her eat your mother. All right, we have to like make it like a little more vague. It's actually the same. It's the same parsha. It's all in the sugya of nursing.
That's what
I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's chevra.
You can eat a cow.
You can eat a cow, but a cow is kosher. Right. However, what if kola yotzim and aser is aser, so why let a nurse from your mother? Nu chumra. That's taka what they nailed me about, that I asked nursing.
Yeah.
But now.
No, it's because Rebbe connected it to a cow.
No. No, but then if you looked at the Twitter feed,
they said, like, what b'chlal could be the issue with nursing on Shabbos? Like, this rabbi wants to aser nursing on Shabbos? It started with the cow. But then that just the attention. Then it was just like, this whole thing is ridiculous. The guy's a moron. Exactly. Why are rabbis talking about this? Like, of course nursing's mutter. And no one actually listened to the shiur.
No.
So now I'm actually think that they're... Let's go back. Forget the shiur. I have another reason to aser nursing. Let's go back on Twitter. Forget Shabbos. Forget the malacha of Dosh. It's a yoytzim and a aser aser. Pikuach nefesh. Get some formula, man. It's pikuach nefesh. Good. This is a kasher, Rabbi Say. Hatzlacha with falling asleep tonight. Why am I talking about this? Huh? So now, leaving that aside, there is a heter. We have to talk about another time what the heter is. But that's really what the Rishonim are all bothered by, right? Rishonim want to know why is dam from a person usser and why is milk from a person mutter. They're both the person cannibalism is usser, right? Maybe. Right. The Ramban Taka thinks that maybe it's only Nisa D'Rabban. Whoa. Okay. Enough said, Chevra. We don't know where this is going to go. Exactly. But Chevra, what about once you say that it's mutter to nurse from your mother, which I am saying, okay, that it's mutter to nurse from your mother, is it mutter to nurse from a non-Jewish mother? Also, everyone says, no, Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's actually not true. So the din is, the Rabbeinu Chanan holds and says that nursing from a non-Jewish mother is the same thing as nursing from a non-kosher animal. Wow, I'm dead. I'm almost destroyed. I'm just done. Okay. This is danger. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly, right. Make sure like to not post this. Okay. So Rabbeinu Chananel holds like that, but we don't paskin like that, Baruch Hashem. We don't paskin like that. Comes along the Rashba, and he says it's only a milsa de chasidusa not to drink from a non-Jewish woman's milk. So what's the story with my Rabbeinu? What do you mean? We all learned, like, Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't do it. According to the Rabbeinu Chananel, it makes geshmak sense. A nurse called me up a few years ago. I think it was right after COVID, during COVID. I can't remember. No, it could have been during COVID, because that was that mess. That was during COVID. So this is probably after COVID. So a nurse calls me up and says she's dealing with a Hasidish family that they don't want to take from the... from the bank of the hospital because a rove of them is non-Jewish. So what was my opinion in terms of like with the health concerns? And so it was really this sugya. This was like, you know, but the person who called me like knew about the whole thing with the nursing. I started cracking up when they asked me this. Okay, fine. So Maisa, we pask, and the Ramah says it like the Rashba against Rabbeinu Chananel. It's only a milsa de chasidusa. But the Ramah writes, and this is where everyone learns it from, the Ramah writes that even though it's a milsa de chesidusa, it's kedai, if you can, to try to be machmir. So that was really this chesidusha family shaila. How far do I have to go to now keep this milsa de chesidusa? So it says, Taka, the Shach and Taz discuss, you know, how much. But the point is, if there's a real need, it's mutter me'ekar adin. So the Goyin, the Bir Agro, who writes all the Mekoiris for all of the statements of the Mechaber and the Ramah, he writes there, he quotes a Medrash. And that's what he quotes. He says, the reason is because Peh Kodosh Osu L'daber Im Hashchineh. So even though technically it's Mutter, but since this same mouth is going to discuss and going to talk face to face with the Eibishter, with the Rabbeinu Shalom, so it's not right that it should have been contaminated and nursed from a non-Jewish woman. So the Shaila is Rabbi Yisai, but that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that do with my kid? The Ramah's bringing this down La'alacha in Simon Pei Aleph in Yeridea. So why is it brought down La'alacha? Zokter Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's the most Meiridik Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. Listen to this, Rabbi Yisai, if you don't listen to anything else I say for the rest of the year. When you're bringing up a child, you know what the Ramah is telling you? Your child could be the future Goyal of Klal Yisrael. and could be the one to speak pel peh im ashkina. So set him up for success, Rabbi Yisai. And when you make those decisions of how to, where to live, how to live, what to bring into the house, what your karis beso are going to be made on you, do it as if you're bringing up the goyel nemon to be able to be to bring us out of this golus and to speak pel peh lashkina. That's the psak of the Rama. A moyer dikavort of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in Pshat and Shulchan Aruch. Otherwise, it doesn't make sense. Fine. But Rabbi Yisai, I think what's really coming out of this Rabbeinu Tam is the following Yisai. There's a shail in the Rishonim, a very important shail in the Rishonim in the eighth parak of Yuma. However, any time you have a discussion about pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, about when we can override Yisurim and Shabbos, usually it's going to end up somehow in the eighth parak of Yuma, discussing a lot of the pikuach nefesh sugyas. So the Gemara introduces to us in the Gemara in Yuma that when you feed and you have to violate an Isser, when it comes to a situation of pikuach nefesh, you shouldn't just automatically jump to the most severe Isser. Whatever is necessary, that's what you should feed. Ma'achila noso hakal hakal tchila. We go from akal al akovid. If we don't have to jump to the most severe, right? That's why we were discussing the Shabbos, right? You know, my brother asked me, he's a doctor, right? He's a surgeon, he has to go into the hospital a lot. So he asked me, should I buy a Tesla? So I thought that if he anyways was considering buying a Tesla, it might be kedai to buy a Tesla. You're going to only violate electricity on Shabbos, which is much more, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, is much more kal than to turn on a classic ignition of a car. And half the time he tells me he can self-drive. You know, he summoned his car over. He showed me when I was there. He summoned his car. His mom was like, you guys ever saw Knight Rider? Yeah, this is before your time. Did you guys know what I'm talking about? Kit? Kit, you don't know what Knight Rider is?
No idea.
Oh, Chever, that was the... Knight Rider was I don't even know what his name is, but that was the... No, it wasn't a movie. It was a show. It was a TV show, Knight Rider. So it was a... Kit used to talk. His best friend was his car. I don't know. I don't know what the guy's name is. But Lamai said that was what it was. It says you summon the car, and then the car comes. So you should try alakal alakal tchila when you have to override Yisura. So the Rishonim have a shaila. Listen to what the Rishonim have a shaila. What happens if a person has to violate, he needs some food on Shabbos. He has no food. The doctor says you have to have some meat. So now he has a choice. He can shecht the animal on Shabbos, or he can eat non-shechted meat from the non-Jewish store. What do you think, Rabbi? So what do you think you should have?
Non-kosher meat versus kosher meat that was shechted.
Yeah.
Non-kosher meat, derabana, deraisa.
Non-kosher meat is deraisa.
Shechting is also...
Shechted, why?
You're talking about, the diet not meat.
Oh. So comes along a group of Rishonim, and the Chasam Sofer really believes in this, and he says, because on the one hand, what Oren's saying is a big chiddush. Oh, shchita is an iser what? Skila. I'm violating Shabbos. If I'm moitzi dam on Shabbos, I get skila. It's a chiv karis. Nevela is what? Nevela is an iser lav. It's malchus. So if I would weigh the surim, I would tell you first, for sure, do the nevela and don't do the skila. But what did Oren say? Some of the Rishonim say like Aaron. That's why I was quoting it. They say, but the effect of the nevela, the impact of the nevela, it's metamtem es alif. It mamish clogs up your being. And even though on a one level, it might be more severe in terms of the Isser Shabbo, but certain Rishonim say, not everyone agrees, some people agree to Oren's chiddush, but not mitam, what Oren said, but that's what I want to bring over here. There's something about macholas asuris that it has effect, and perhaps that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam was referring to. It's not just the averishabo, it's also the impact that it's more of a gnai. It's more of a a disgrace that now I didn't only transgress the Yisr, but I'm actually pumping the blood and existing through that Macholas Asura, that treif entity, which sometimes in certain areas of Halacha, Rabbi Yisai, some Sefer speaks about this in Shuvas, that could be Matam to Mizalev. This also gets into a very fascinating discussion, situation that Chassam Sofer discussed. He was very harif about it. It was unfortunately an institution that a person needed extra help to develop mentally and to be sent away into this school, and they only fed non-kosher food. And the question was, you're allowed to send the child. This is a fascinating tshuva. Chassam Sofer, Moshe has a tshuva about it, Chaim Eizer has a tshuva about it, all discussing the additional elements of macholas asuras above and beyond the severity and the consequence and what your punishment is going to be, but this effect of the timtum aleif. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying is really going to be the navigating factor between our sugya and all the stiris that we have from other gemaras about the chilek is pashut macholas asuras verse. We only meant the idea of takola when it's going to have this impact, when it's going to have this gnai, when it's going to have this result, which is by macholos asuris. Rabbi Yisai, Rabbeinu Tam was not the only one who discussed this matter. He didn't bring me a Ramban.
Oh, I got it.
You got me?
Shkoyah.
Ramban had the same exact kasha. This was the kasha of the Rishonim. I'm in Chulin and Daf Zayin, right? Yeah. So Zokta Ramban like this. He says a very meduyik dikas pshat. Rabbeinu nira beferberish be'ema son shal tzadikim ena kosh bar meich davegu l'arayadam kechamar shal pinchas ben yar, like the Gemara in Chulin.
Are you saying Chulin Daf Zayin?
Yeah.
Yeah,
very good. Excellent. Shari lo yisem, why do you sound surprised? It sounds, you've been doing this the past week. Sharei lo yisem etzuva v'kach, ava shaloi la'ach shal anoysen lo yratzolech. Every case, Zokta Ramban, of takola perhaps doesn't mean whether or not you're going to go down, but it means whether or not other people are going to be affected by what you're doing. Meaning, if the tzaddik himself did an avera, like he killed someone who was not supposed to be killed, or he fixed the light on Shabbos, which, by the way, you think is not halachah l'maaseh, everybody say. I discussed the whole shiloh of the week of my shul. What about the dimmers? Shemayate. What about the dimmers? Shmir Shabbos kol chas. No. No, you have dimmers on regular lights.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's how the dimmer is.
The dimmer. You can raise, you can lower.
It actually lowers the light, or you're covering it up?
It actually lowers the light. No, the Shabbos lamp covers it up. Shabbos lamp covers it up. That's a separate conversation. Shabbos lamp, most people hold is mutter. Rislovsky is not, he doesn't like the Shabbos lamp.
What's your
He thinks, I think it's okay. Yeah, but I think most, but the dimmer. The dimmer is like a real.
There's a pole that has like a plastic on it.
That's the Shabbos lamp. That's the same idea as the Shabbos lamp. Yeah.
Why is that not
That's
good
what I'm talking about.
The dimmer is good?
What?
Why does he say that's not good?
I don't think he holds that it's actually a malacha. I think he just holds that it's not. It's other than the chol, and it's the same idea as closing a light, and that's a zilzal in Shabbos. That's what I think he holds.
And dimming is also awesome.
Huh?
Dimming is also off.
The dimmer? Dimming. You mean what I brought up? Yeah. That's the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chasa. I think in the end, in the dimmer, I think he's matir, but the shayla is why. Why is it in the Zeru Shemiyah?
You can dim your lights?
No. Not to change it. No. To learn next to it. Meaning, why aren't I... No one, Rabbi Shmuel wasn't going
to... thing that goes off another dimmed LED. That's not okay.
That's a Shabbos lamp.
No, that's the Shabbos lamp.
No. On a light switch, you could lower the light. You could, like, you send, like, an electric signal.
That's the dimmer.
No,
so,
yeah.
So is it mutter or not mutter?
I said, you can't change the dimmer. But the shaila is, why shouldn't I now say that the din of Rabbi Yishmael that I can't learn next to a candle should now be exerted by every dimmer? That's the shaila.
What's the difference between dimmer and a light?
Because you could tilt. That's the theory. It's not, no, Rabbi Shmuel wasn't geyser that I was going to blow out the candle. I was going to turn it off. What? Well, so that's part of the cheshbon. That's part of the Shmir Shatzkel Chazal's cheshbon. Yeah.
Is the shaila about the light or just about the switch?
The shaila is to learn next to such a switch. To learn next to such a light that you might come to dim the switch.
Even if like the switch is like across the room, but you're still right under the
light. Yeah, correct.
But it's all the way up.
What?
It's all the way up.
Yeah, but the Gemara says that there's no difference.
To do anything or to read?
To read.
We say you're allowed to, right?
What?
We say you're allowed to.
That's part of the discussion, but yeah, I thought you're allowed to, yeah. Okay, so says the Ramban that what? It's dafka kevin shebefnei acherim ocho. The Ramban's pshat is a gevaldik pshat, Rabbi Yisai, because that's the yisoid of what a takola is. Takola is affecting others. You're causing a fall from the acherim to be nichshol. So memela, Dr. Ramban, I don't have to accept Rabbi Natan's approach. I could be mechalik between all the sugyas that when does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a takola to tzaddikim when it's just them? When they're going to go down. So there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't make any difference. But if Gans, Klal Yisrael, their followers, they're going to fall because they ate something, now other people are going to learn from them, and then they're going to fall down. So then the Ramban says, that's perhaps the teretz to the sugya. But then the Ramban says, this is absolutely wrong. Yeah.
In our case, who else is going to fall down?
What?
In our case, who else is going to fall down?
The Bnei Bais. The Bnei Bais. Yeah. Doesn't he say that?
They were over the neighbor.
But Rabbi, didn't they do the aver? Yeah. Like, whether he ate it or not, they still...
Rabbeinu perish beim son shel tzadikim. Ein ha-kosh baruch mevi talkei lecheir ha-yedem ke-chamor shor ha-pin chasvayar shari lo yisa mitzuva bekach. So by the case of Rabbeinu chasvayar, right, av shalo la-ach shal ha-nois and lo-yra tzalecho, Rab Meir Nami kevin shebefnei ha-cheir ma-cho, ilu ha-ya yisa b'davar takal ha-cheir mir, shari yehitir es beis shan al-yodo, fine, so that's the Gemara in Chulin. So there were other people that are going to learn like that. He quotes the pasuk in Koyelech, but tzaddikim sin, tzaddikim on their own sin. So you have to say over here that what in that pshat, he doesn't speak it out. So you have to say over here. Who says the Aruch Lener? Oh, so he says that they were going to violate Lifnei Iver, but L'chaira, in every case, they're going to violate Lifnei Iver.
There's no Lifnei Iver.
Oh! Everyone here? What he just asked?
No.
Say it again.
Frek Jonah, why is there Lifnei Iver? This is the Shiloh of the Yad Malkiya, one of the most fundamental questions in the sugyas of Lifnei Iver. What happens if I put a michshol in front of you and Baruch Hashem, for whatever reason, you never took the bait? Did I violate Lifnei Iver or not? So you want to say Pashut Chayv. So, but why Lifnei Iver lo titein michshol?
Right, so you shouldn't put it in front.
Or something that ultimately is going, the Torah is saying, don't make them solid. How do you do that? You put something there. So, Enechanami, if Igloi Milsalam Afreya retroactively, they never violated it, so maybe there wouldn't be an Avera. So this might be a Raya if you would accept the Ramban's pshat, that they would have violated, if you understand that it's Bitzad Lifnei Iver.
That they wouldn't violate it.
That they... No, the Ramban...
From eating it, therefore they weren't over on...
The Ramban's saying, where is it a Takala? Where is it a Takala? Oh, yes, correct. That they wouldn't violate. That Hashem doesn't want other people to fall. So Memela, the fact that he didn't end up eating and it was only Echilu, is a Raya, like that Sad in the Yad Malkiya, that perhaps Lifnei Iver is only if the guy takes the bait. Excellent. So Rabbi Yisai, that's a Moiridik of art. Like, you know, you're not in the Sugyas of Lifnei Iver here, but this is one of the most, is a pre Yitzchak or Yitzchak Blazer has a tshuva about this. What is the din if the guy doesn't commit the Avera? Do you still say there's Lifnei Iver? So according to this one side of the Ramban, you would have a Raya if you were learning, like we're saying over now, that the Rebbeinu Shlom needed to save the people who fed him in our Gemara Alts lifne iver. Gevaldik, yeah, Judah.
Isn't there a Gemara that says, like, if a person, like, wants to nevera, but they don't, it's like as if they did it and kavos chomer if they wanted to do mitzvah, but they weren't able to, they get
the Gemara says, pum faker. The Gemara says in Kiddush daf mem, machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, machshava ra ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. Except for one exception. What's the one exception, Rabbi Yisai? Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah. What?
This is more than a machshava.
Oh. So Oren's saying something gevaldik. So the Gemara and Kedushin, sorry guys, you guys are doing this to me. You're pulling me in all directions. But I got to say it. The Gemara says in Kedushin, machshava ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa, right? Right? You guys should all ask me a kasha. From the last time we discussed Hilchos Yichud. We discussed Hilchos Yichud here, no?
Yeah,
what did I say? Shem Yichud, exactly. What's that? You're playing me. It just went off. It's probably another guy who needs. Chevra. What? Yeah, let's go. Show up. Chevra. What was the psakar of Shlomo Zalman Orbach?
Don't you stick your head up.
A woman whose husband is in the city.
Chilling.
Baila Be'ir, what's the halacha Rabbi say? No, it's Yich. Good. What happens if the woman doesn't know?
It's still fine.
And she was over that pasuk. Or he was over that pasuk.
She still needs a kapara. Why? Because she violated which Isser? That the Torah in Parshas Matos says what? That if you what? If she, a woman, takes a neder and the husband privately was made for the neder, but she doesn't know about it, so Zachter B'Akiva, she needs a kapara. Right? Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva started crying when he read this pasuk. Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was. Gemara says that Madach, what? The Gemara says that he says that if a machshava ra, the Torah says you need from just thinking that you violated a neder, that what? You need a kapara, alachas kama v'kama, all the averis that we commit. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva starts crying. There's a deep part in why Rabbi Akiva specifically started crying. Usually the one that's not crying. But he's also the Gilgal of Yosef HaTzadik. He's the Gilgal of the Zayar says the Shvatim are all connected another Tana. That's the Pshat in Asura Aruge Malchus. Was it really a punishment for the selling of Yosef HaTzadik? And Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the Gilgal of Ruvim. I can't remember now. I have to remind me of it to get the Vart. But the reason why he started crying was because it's Kufa that Sugya that was all the Michshal of. They were Mechashiv to mess over Yosef. Yosef says to them, Atem Chashav Tem Alay L'Ra, Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ha'ichshiv L'Toiva, that I should be. But Lamaisa, Rabbi Akiva says, unfortunately, a machshava ra needs a kapara. So that's why Rabbi Akiva started crying. Because Rabbi Akiva was the one who was representing this chait of Bechir's Yosef. Right? Rabbi Yisai, so I don't understand. We have a steering of Mars. On the one hand, the Gemara in Kedushin says, machshava ra ina kadosh baruch lamaisa, sarva lamaisa. If you just have a bad thought, you don't, it's outside of the world of Avodah Zarah, you're not chayiv. Yet the Gemara says that if you miskavin lecho basar chazir va'achol tle, you had kavana that you thought that it was chazir, and you ate it, and what? It turned out it was kosher. So the Gemara says, Hashem yislachla. It's like that girl who thought that she was aser beneder, and she didn't know her husband was matir. Like Rav Shlomo Zalman extends to the Hilchos Yichud, that's going to be a problem if she doesn't know her husband's in the city. So isn't that a steer in Gemara's? Oh, so that's exactly what Aaron said. So that's the answer to the steering of Mars, what Aaron said. And in one situation, it's just a machshava. It stayed in the world of machshava. That's Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfa l'maisa. But if what? It stays in the world. It doesn't stay in the world of Machshava, but I acted on it. Even though my pu'ula was a pu'ulas heter, then I need a kapara. Then I brought it into a next level. That's the yisoid of the sfas emes. Then I really made it. Now it's taka ma'isa aveira. But so remember this Torah. It resolves a lot of kashas. Why? Why? But no, lifnei iver, I didn't even act on.
No, you did.
No, I just put it there. But Ramban's saying that. It's a little tricky with lifnei iver. It's a little tricky with lifnei iver because lifnei iver we're saying only kicks in. The aver only kicks in once he does the ma'aseh aver. It's
so
totally about aver.
That was to be over lifnei iver, but why not to be over Hashem Yislachlo?
Hashem Yislachlo mean is assuming that there's a ma'aseh aver beforehand. I mean, there's no question that eating this item that's Usr B'ned there is going to be Usr. So that alone could kick in. When it's Lifnei Iver, it's a little trickier. I understand what you're saying, but here there might be like a way out. Yeah, or...
Okay, so you're saying that Hashem is going to protect the Tzadikim from a Takala that would affect someone else.
That's what I'm about suggesting initially.
Right, that would lead someone else to like
yeah.
their own Takala.
Yeah.
So one of the rise in Tosfos... One of the tzaddikim killed someone else. So, how's Hashem going to protect him from like facing
the way on Shabbos?
But he won't protect him from dying. Like he would allow a
takala
that would kill someone else.
Yeah, I think that what the Ramban is assuming is that it's going to affect others, meaning a tzibur or acher. But if it's just going to be a one shot deal. You're saying even though it's going to affect another individual, I think that the Rebbe Shalom, meaning it's not going to be. I think what the Ramban understood was this is going to be a bad situation for Klal Yisrael. Other people are going to use this as a precedent, and the Mela it's going to cause to be a michshol for others.
So if but, that's a star, then why is it just?
He's disagreeing with the Ramban, with the Rebbeinu Tam. Yeah, the Ramban's disagree with the Rebbeinu
Tam. So what does he do with all the
rabbis? That's what he's saying. He's saying that all the cases are only situation that other people are going to learn from this situation. It's going to cause to be the Mechshal Achim. He drops these sort of... But then Rabbi say, a second later, the Ramban says, even though I thought that this was the differentiating factor in the Gemaras, I'm wrong. Why is he wrong, Rabbi say? Because of a Gemara in the Darim. This Gemara Nedarim was just quoted in the Daf Yomi, on Daf Nazir, Daf Dalet. The Gemara just says, "El Shokshali, this what bothered me? Hold on, I'm reading Parakam the Nedarim. Kandidrik Sheirim Nedar Benozer Recarbon Lufishayin. Hakadosh Baruch Mevi Takol Yodan. Veloyim Mevien Carbon Lamakom Lufichachay Nodrim Neziris. Alma Shum Takola Nami Bemashmo." The Gemara talks about a Takola that Hakadosh Baruch doesn't bring Takola, talking about bringing a carbon with the right intentions. For a person not to bring chulin lazara, that means even not affecting other individual. Yesh lo taritz. So it says the Rabban mikoyach this. I have to change the pshat. Sheena Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol tzadikim klal b'shoygig. Shaboli tari mesayin oso. Avar b'shmol pshia hoysulo. V'dover shalol choshes lo divrei chaveru lahachmer. So it says the Rabban. Therefore, I have to come on to a new chiluk. The chiluk is when do we say Sheena Kadosh Baruch Hu maybe takol. That idea is when the tzaddik is taka not negligent or not having intentional machshavas to violate the isur. So then it's taka in HaKadosh Baruch Mevi Takola. HaKadosh Baruch who helps you. You have the right frame of mind, you have the right thought process, and you don't get stuck with situations of takolos that are averos, and ultimately Rabbi says shoygeg is an avera. Anyone who tells you shoygeg is not an avera, it's not true. It's a takola. There's a pgam in the world even when you commit something with shoygeg. V'har raya, Rabbi says, what's the biggest raya to this yisod? The institution of a carbon chattas. You only bring a carbon chattas when you violate things with shoygeg. Achi of karis, with shoygeg, you bring a carbon chattas. Why do I need to bring a carbon chattas? Because I need a kapara. Because something happened to the world. I affected the world. So Zot the Ramban, that's where the Gemara uses the term. En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takola. When the individual didn't have negative intentions. But if what sometimes tzaddikim are humans, if the tzaddik was bemazed, or the tzaddik had negative intentions. So then what? So then Zok the Ramban, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu can bring takalos, and that's the answer to all of these sugyas. Very small. Pshia isalo. Rabbi Loz v'chaver shenikra sefer Torah al yodim yitok shabol l'chal kas.
It was all because
they started with the wrong intentions. Rabbi Yudah ben Tavayish argued zovim shem mechui l'shamayim haya. Oh, that was what Moshe Mordechai answered. That's another answer, Oren, for how another individual could be affected according to the Ramban. Yeah, you could say it was different because midini shamayim yitaka was chayev, so therefore that's why he got killed, right? This guy was Chayiv Misa, so you don't have to worry about it. Fine. Rabbi Isai, that's in terms of how to resolve the Stiras and Gemaras, which is the first step and the first leg of our Sugya. Stiras and Gemaras. Gittin, Makis, Kulin, all these different Gemaras that Taisis and the Ramban quote. What? When does the Kaddish Baruch Hu bring the Takala? When does the Kaddish not bring a Takala? Machloikis, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Ramban. And it comes out, according to the Ramban, that you might have to say what Jonah was saying, a massive Chiddush in the Sugya of Lifnei Iver, which is ultimately one of the most major Chakiras of the Yad Malkiel and other Achrayim in the Sugyas of Lifnei Iver, which I think in the first Pshat in the Ramban, although the Ramban backs out from that Pshat, but still, that wasn't the reason why he backed out, so that would be a major Nafamina. Rabbi Isai, this is where the Sugya gets very interesting. There, yeah.
The Pshat in the Gemara, though, Rebbe's going with that it was not Lifnei Iver over here?
That's what I'm saying in the Ramban, yeah.
But shouldn't it be Ginev as Das? It's more of a shaila of, like that shaila that Brooks asked, of like, is it actually Lifnei Iver? It is Ginev as Das, like that's what it is, even if the guy doesn't do it or not, no?
You want to know why didn't they violate Ginev as Das?
That's what I thought the Lifnei Iver was, especially from Rashi.
Wait, that's what you think Lifnei Iver is?
I thought that's what it was.
Das is a separate issue than Lifnei Iver.
No,
huh?
His
Ema Yisera caused them to feed them him Machol Sasurus.
I thought it was Gnevas Das, that's what they got wrong.
So you're saying if you would hold Gnevas Das, then how did they not violate that Avir? That's your kasha.
You don't have to correct someone's false assumption. So
huh?
Someone falsely assumes that it's kosher meat, you don't have to correct them.
What do you mean they're feeding them?
He assumes that it's kosher. He doesn't say that it's kosher. I thought Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to correct someone's false assumption.
But the assumption is when a person feeds you food, that's kosher. This is bnei habayis.
That was a Rashi.
What?
That was a Rashi that we did.
Yeah. I don't know. If that, I don't know how you get around Ganeva's Das. I don't know. Yeah.
Case in the Dharam, that guy had good intentions, or bad intentions when he was getting a call.
He had at the time of the Karban, he had good intentions, but then the Gemara talks about the fact that they changed their mind or their regret later on. So that he's not a Rasha. He wasn't b'mezin. Yeah, it fits with the Ramban's Magdar. Yeah.
If I go to someone's house, why can't I just assume that if I'm on the store and if I hold like that, I'm not the shkala if I as an honest.
You're a tzaddik.
I think I am,
so what's your question?
Me being a tzaddik, I don't do anything.
Ain't a kodesh baruch hu maybe takal al tzaddikim.
All right, let's just say rabbi.
I'm not a tzaddik either. No, I'm just messing with you. What do you want to say?
Huh?
What do you want to say? As long as the person didn't lose his nemanus and kashrus, you are allowed to eat by a person.
But what if he feeds me Abram and Achai? I assume Eidach and Eman Misurin. I assume that.
I understand. Do you want to know, do you have to do tshuva?
Is that the struggle, or is that should be bonus, no?
Maybe it's bonus. Yeah.
Well, give somebody nemanus to eat.
So what's your question? What are you asking?
Should it, because if it's the onus, I don't have to give a carbon still?
No. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're asking, why is the Gemara saying it's a takala? Oh, I understand what you're asking. You're saying, Lamaisa, What's bechlal the entire discussion of the Rishonim? That's what you're asking.
Yeah.
This guy, Reb Chanina, was Ba'inus. He didn't know any different. He's coming home for dinner like he comes home every night. So what takola is there? Lamaisa. Lamaisa.
It was his fault.
First of all, the slaves were the ones who cut it. They were the ones who, but like Lamaisa, he went through the same procedure L'chaira that he went through on every night. So L'chaira, we had some Ne'amana system over here that L'chaira was Ne'aman. So Daniel's asking Lamaisa, there's not going to be a takola. So I want to get back to this. This is very important what you're asking, but for the next stage of the sugya. Is it Pasha we're assuming that let me ask you the following question. I had a debate with someone years ago about this. And this is going to be nogeya to what we're going to discuss. There's a concept of misasik on Shabbos, right? A person b'chlal doesn't know he's doing a ma'aser. It's less than shogeg, right? Right, this happens, right? I'm doing shir on Shabbos where we got together on Shabbos and then boom. Did I have to bring a carbon?
No.
Absolutely. It's less than shogeg, right? It's less than misasik, right? So now what happens if you want to get up? So what happens?
I accidentally draw blood.
What happens if I come here? Just walk. Pretend you're walking. Okay. I just go like this. Something really small. Okay. Give me a pen. Okay. I walk behind Jonah and he's walking where there's no eruv and I go like that.
Got
him. Okay. So now Jonah. Correct. So now Jonah just did Hitzah, right? Or did he do Hitzah?
Right?
I didn't do what's up.
But you put it, did it right on
no,
time.
I did it right. I did it in the room.
Nothing
before I did. Right? So was I, is that mutter for me to do? He's not doing an Aveira. And I didn't set up a mikshal.
You can't call someone.
Call someone to do what?
Carry something on Shabbos.
Why? Because the Rabbi Shalom said not to. You hear, Daniel? Is that also that I didn't set up a mikshal? So Rabbi Yisai, this is exactly where I wanted you to go. Perfect. But let's go back to Taisus. This is fascinating. Zok Taisus, it's all about achila. It's all about food. It's all about the gnai. And that's the chiluk of the sugya, not like the Ramban. Aber Zok Taisus, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba de Ishli v'toyim koydim havdolah. Whoa, Zakhtar Rabbeinu Tam. But I have a Gemara that says a tzaddik was nichshol even in midi de what? De achile. You're not allowed to eat before havdolah. Halila, Rabbi Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat before havdolah. Right? So all of those, chevra, what are you smiling at? I didn't even say anything yet. What? Chevra. Just want to point out over here. If you're not eating Shal Shudis, and you're sitting down there with the other guys who eat Shal Shudis, and you didn't wash, and you start sipping a drink, whoa.
After Shkia, right?
Yeah. And it's late in the game. So now what? What's the heter? Bishlam, if you washed, so now you're just part of a Suda. But if you're just going to jamamish just drink now, not so push it. Not so push it. Just a warning. Right. Afa gav the amar asam de misasa ba askara. Ubrashashane basim tafshila de bavloi betsuma rava de marava. So toises ain't dover meguna kolkach. All those are not meguna. Why? So Toisus, Achila shel hetera b'shasa is. So now Toisus, Rabbi Yisai, is bothered with his own chiluk, with his own distinction, midi de achila versus other averis, based on the idea that I said to you, achila is different. And now Tosfos says what? There's a way to break down and to distinguish even within midah d'achila. What's the distinction, Rabbi Isai? Achila shel heter bizman iser. What in the world does that mean? Chevra, you're not going to believe this, but this is the most lumdish Tosfos that I've ever seen. It's mamish like an achron. This Tosfos speaks like Reb Chaim. You know why? Because Tosfos is being mechadish to us, a yisoid that Brisk and many lamdonim use for many, many different sugyas in the future, which is what? What? There's a difference between an Isser Cheftza and an Isser Gavra. Zok Tosfos, when do I say that there's something called a takolo? What's a takolo, Rabbi Isai? What was I medame? What did I compare Tosfos' Yesoid about Macholos Asuras that it being a gnai? Something that's going to be what? Mitamtem es alev, affect you, right? That's going to have an impact. What is that talking about? A piece of chazer schmaltz. A piece of nevela. A piece of what? Filet mignon. Yeah. Right? With the hindquarters, right? With the real Isser Gidanoshe. That's Cheftza di Isura. That's an Isser Cheftza. That item is Osir. There was no shechita on that animal. That item, that animal is treif. That's a non-kosher fish. That's nevelis, treifis, macholos asuris. That's an iser cheftza. That's a takolo. That's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takolo. Al tzadikim. But what? Or tevel. But what am I talking about over here? Havdola? Or these other cases? That's a situation where he ate bizman iser, eating on Yom Kippur. That's he's eating bizman iser. That's not a cheftza shel iser. That's what? That's what we'd call an halacha, Rabbi say what? In Lamdas? An Isser Gavra. An Isser for what? For me, the food's kosher. The food's totally mutter. It's just I'm eating in an Isman that Chazal didn't permit me to eat it before Avdallah. That's not considered what? A takol. There's no blemish. There's no effect of the food that I'm consuming. Yeah, Isaac. We're getting there. That's Rochanan. We're getting there. Yeah. Apparently, Tosfos doesn't hold like that. Tosfos doesn't say it like that. Why not? Why does? So let's see.
I don't know how this would work between Chesed and Gavra. What about inside of Kill someone?
No. Tosfos says that Tzaddik who killed someone is Avada. We saying that the klal of the Gemara of Takala doesn't apply because that's not Midah D'Achila. We're only talking about Midah D'Achila. That's Tosfos' klal. So now Tosfos says within Midah D'Achila, I also don't make, it doesn't make sense. So that's what Tosfos makes this distinction to Midah D'Achila of a Gavra and Midah D'Achila of a Chesed. Yeah, Aaron.
Why in the Rabbi Shmuel case can you say the same thing? So now that's irrelevant.
Tosfos thinks Achila. Achila, Achila, Achila.
No, I know, but if all we care about it, if the way we depend on Takala is Isurim and the Chefetza, then why is the Rabbi Shmuel case relevant at all? Because that's an Isur and the Gavra, because everything was set up in a kosher way. It's like, he did something.
It's not relevant. Tosh says it's not relevant, because I'm only saying something in the world of Achila. That's what he says.
If that was the scope throughout all of Tosfos, then why did he mention...
He does. He came on to Achila based on that Yisod. That's what he said. Yeah.
Why is it that we allow you to keep eating at the time we're technically us to eat if you already started your meal?
Because everything is considered nigra basar tchila. Chazal, what's the reason for this iser to eat before Avdallah Chavra? Right, exactly. That's the reason, right? So the answer is if a person starts eating at that point in time, he's violating the iser. If I didn't start violating the iser at that time, so then I didn't violate the iser. I made sure to do it in the heter dika way. So everything is mutter.
Can you eat after saying,
I mean, that's what most Rishonim Paschal. That's the way we... There's a sheet of the Rosh who holds once Shkia happens, you have to stop your Suda. We don't Paschal like that in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Soloveitchik's wife was a Feinstein, and she used to give Musar to the Talmidim who ate after Shkia, even though they washed beforehand. Not Choshish for the Rush, she used to yell. Not Choshish for the Rush. So most people are not Choshish for the Rush. But that's the pshat, because you're not violating the Isser as long as you set it up in that way.
But we're talking about Chandala, like with the candle, not Choshish
for
the Rush, right?
Both. Yeah.
Right, but say by Damar.
You still need to do Abdullah al Akos. Yeah.
Before you peace.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I thought that with like lighting like Hanukkah candles, or like if you end up in like a later marv, as long as you set a reminder, you're allowed to eat before. But you would that upset and also to Shabbos.
How can you like, set a reminder? It's Shabbos.
I'm saying, let's say you have a calendar that says at 9:30
This is an Isser. It's fair.
Someone to remind you, doesn't that work also? Better. The reminder thing is in place. Of
I don't think Chazal gave that kula l'gabe Abdullah. I think they were more chomer by this mitzvah. Yeah. Chevra, Rabbi Yisai, Isaac mentioned something very interesting. And that leads to Rabbi Chanan's kasha. And this is where things really grow out of this tesis. Rabbi Yisai, one of the examples in the Gemara in Chulin that the Gemara is discussing is the Isser of Demai. The animal of a tzaddik eating Demai. What is Demai? Anyone know what Demai is, Rabbi Yisai? Anyone know anything about Mishnah is Demai? What's Demai? It's produce that came from Amaretz, right? And what's the halacha about that? We're not sure if Meiser was separated. Gemara says, the Mishnayos seem to say that the Amaratzim knew about Truma. So we weren't Choshish that they weren't Mafish Truma. Truma is more known. Meiser is less known, and we are concerned that a person wasn't Mafish Meiser. However, the Gemara tells us elsewhere, in Shabbos, that what? That Rov, anyone know? Rov Ame Aretz Ma'asrine. You have a Rov over here. Most people do even fulfill Meiser. Midrabbanan, they were Choshish for the Amaratzim that weren't, and therefore, there's a halacha that if you buy something from Am Aretz, you have to be Mafrish Misafik, Meiser, and that's why we don't make a bracha. That's the Takana Midrabbanan called Dmai. So the Brisker Rov in Eretz Yisrael would always be mafresh no matter where he bought. He thought everything in Eretz Yisrael was b'cheskes amaratzim, and therefore he would be mafresh. He thought everything had a din of demai. That's different practices in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. Hold that thought. I'm about to tell you one of the most yisoidistic and nesivuses in all of Chesh HaMishpat. Do not forget this nesivus that we're about to learn. The discussion of the nesivus is the following shaila. Everyone saw what I... Everyone finished the sugi, right? I buy something in a store. Okay? It turns out, Jonah, that what? Yeah, exactly. I buy something in a store. It turns out, Siklik, that the thing I bought in the store from Gourmet Glot
it's a good place.
Was what? Was an Isser Nevela.
Chinese store.
Chinese store. You don't even know what happened since then. I can't even divulge it. Whatever. Is it good? Remind me after the recorder. Pepperoni. It's a whole Shiloh. However, not now. I can't give context. You're getting nothing out of this one. I can get sued. And not from the Twitter, Chevra. Rabbi Yisai, what's the din? I come and I find out, Baruch Hashem, that they sold me Nevela. Or Bas V'chol, I see the cheese on it. I see the cheese on the steak. What's the halacha, Rabbi Yisai? What's the halacha? I want my money back. What's the halacha? What's the halacha? It's a mekachtos. Jonah's right. It's a mekachtos. Pay up, buddy. Give me my money back. You sold me what? An invalid piece of steak. You sold me an invalid item. This is like, what's the difference if the tire on the car doesn't work, or the steering wheel doesn't work, or you sold me a product that the assumption was it was kosher?
Because this works.
A brzuch and a sivis, what happens? Shulchan Aruch. What happens if what? Shulchan Aruch says, if it was only an iser derabanan, then what? Balabas can tell me, go fly a kite. What is this? What is this? Like a new type of orthodoxy? You don't have to keep derabanans? What's going on over here? Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to give your money back? Because this is derabanan? Why? It's a pella, Shulchan Aruch. It's a psak and chesh mishpat. Rabbi said, this should make you all lose sleep. How'd you sleep the last 4 days? Chevra, what's going on? So what does the Nesivis say? Mario de Gavar. Anyone see the Nesivis? What does he say? He says, when it comes, what's a mekachtos? Mekachtos means you sold me a what?
Unfair.
An invalid item. An item with a blemish. An item with a begam. An item with something that's wrong. Right? The screws are not, it comes without screws. This is not the product that I bought. Right? I'm sending it back to the company. Zokta Nesivis, but in Isser Derabonon, the item is valid. The Chefza is what? Is Mushlam, is complete. It's just that what? Says the Nesivis, it's just that what? I have a Chiv to what? To follow the edicts of the Rabbanon. So in the world of Mekachtos, I can't state that there's an invalid object over here. And therefore, I can't get my money back. I have a personal issue with this item that I can't use it. But the Meicher can still taina that I sold you a valid item. Chevra, what does the Nesivis sound like he's saying? Chevta Gavra. Surim Doraisa. When the Torah says that something is aser, there's a chefta shalissa there. The Rebbeinu Shlom created in the world in dinim deoraisa, yisurim deoraisa, that this item now has an invalidation to it. Masha Enkein, the nature of a derabanan is not that the item itself is now affected. Chazal don't have the ability to change the world, the actual entity, the tangible item, but rather we have an obligation to listen to the rabbis, and I have dinim on the gavra of how to approach this. Got it? That's the yesod of the Nesivis. This is a famous yesod of the Nesivis, and it's, give me 1 second, Gilad. It's also highlighted in the Meshech Chochma and Parsha Shoiftim. You see, rabbis, I'm going to give you a gift right now. Meshech Chochma and Parsha Shoiftim discusses a fascinating shaila. I actually discussed this in one of my shiurim in Boca. Concept of Safik Derabanan Lekula. How could you be Mekel on a Derabanan? The Rambam holds that any time you violate a Derabanan, you're really violating a Deraisa. Because the Torah says in Parsha Shoiftim, Leisosim and Adav Rashay Yagidu, Yemin Esmol. The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvah says that the rabbis, their dinim, as a violation of Leisosir. So ask the Ramban against the Rambam, what are you, crazy Rambam? If that's the case, that every time you have a Safik in Dinim Derabanan, you should say Safik Deraisa L'chumra, because you're violating Lo Sasser. That's the Bam Kasha, the Ramban, that he rejects the Rambam based on this Kasha. Says the Meshech Chochma, based on the Nesivis, it's not a Kasha. What did Torah tell you? The Torah told you, you have to follow the rabbis. There's nothing inherently wrong over here. You have to follow the rabbis. So when I can't rebel against the edict of the rabbis. So when I have a situation of Suffolk, I'm not rebelling against the rabbis. I'm not violating it. This is a case where their din might apply and their din might not apply. So then I'm not rebelling against the rabbis. The whole rationale of the Meshech Chochma is all dependent on this Nesivis. That inherently there's nothing wrong with the item, but it's rather just the rabbis are telling you. So in a situation of Safik, I have a chiyuv to listen to the rabbis, to not rebel against the rabbis. When do I rebel against the rabbis? When something is bevadai aser. When something, the rabbis say, this is the din. Now listen to us. But if the rabbis themselves didn't tell me that, and it's a suffix, so then I'm not going against the rabbis. So that's not violating the Deraisa. So it's not losas min adavar yaminu small. Because inherently, every Durabbanan is an Isser Gavra, is not an Isser Cheftza. So the Meshech Chochma, I'll pee the Nesivis. Now I can answer the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam by every Din Durabbanan. So they're fascinating. Hold on to this Nesivis. But Rabbi Yisai, if this Nesivis is right, if this is all correct, we have major issues. Yeah, Gila.
I could be wrong, but I think the Din Shulchan Aruch is that you're able to get your money back if you don't eat it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Shulchan Aruch writes like that?
Yeah.
Stafka, if you ate it?
If you ate it,
it's like it's kosher. You ate it.
It's like it's a kosher
item. Ah, but if but the distinction of the receivers is only once you ate it.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, because I could tie it in. Right, I could tie it to him that... What's the reason? No, no, no. Why am I allowed to say to force him to take it back?
Because in the beginning?
Yeah.
You can't do necessarily derabanan basically, but necessarily derabanan to show it's
like it's kosher. Yeah. You're saying if I ate it already and I didn't know, so then it's derabanan b'shoik. Oh. So if it's derabanan, but if it's derabanan b'mezi, I can tie it to him that you have to help me do my derabanan. But fundamentally, the Nesivis is saying, shkoyach, fundamentally, and Sivas is saying that what? That once you did it, b'shoigeg, you're not violating that iser, because inherently, what? I didn't rebel against the rabbis. I did it b'shoigeg. Rabbi Sai, this is going to have major ramifications outside of this, but who has a kasha for me? If this is right, that every din derabbanan is what? Is only an iser? Gavra. So then what? Who has a kasha? What's the kasha? Frekt Rabbi Chanan, how could the Rebbeinu Tam's chiluk be right? That there's a difference between macholos asuras as an iser gavra versus an iser cheftza. That when does the Gemara say ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takala al tzadikim is when it's a cheftza shel macholos asuras, but what? But when it's only an iser gavra like eating before havdalah, then it's what? Or on Yom Kippur, then it's what? In Isser Gavra, that's not considered a takala. But one of the examples is Demai. And Demai is only an Isser Derabbanan. And if every Isser Derabbanan, like the Nesivis, is correct, that what? Is an Isser Gavra, then the Gemara shouldn't have discussed, according to Rabbeinu Tam, takala by the Isser of Demai. To make matters worse, also the Isser of eating before Avdolah is an Isser Durabbanan. Right? So, I don't get it. If Isser Durabbanan are Nisser Gavra, now we have a serious problem with the Rabbeinu Tam. So either Rabbeinu Tam is right, and who's wrong? The Nesivis. Maybe Isser Durabbanan could be a what? Could be even an Isser Chafza. That's a suggestion that Rabbi Yosef Engel makes in Asvan Doraisa. Quotes a medrash, fascinating medrash, kenegedus nesivus. That he thinks that the medrash by Neiris Chanukah, that they have the din of you have to burn the leftover oil, shows you that there's what? There's actually something, there's sanctity to the actual item, even though the entire invention of Neiris Chanukah was only what? Was only Midrabban. From that medrash, you see, not like the nesivus, that there is some sort of cheftza, halachic reality to the cheftza, even through the takonas derabanan. What? That's what Yosef Engel thought. What do you mean? Follow what? The burning of the oil? That halacha? Or that rationale?
The rationale.
That's this machlekes. Or, Rabbi Yisai, you can go another route. Rav Yosef Engel himself suggests. Perhaps you could say that what? Maybe there's something unique by Demai. Perhaps, in general, maybe the rabbis, in general, viewed their dinim as dinim on the gavra. And they were not isurim on the cheftza. But Demai is really coming from, says the Rebbe Yosef Engel, is coming from a chiyuv of hafrashas truma on a level of deraisa. Chazal were still choshish and thought that maybe this was not really taken care of. So it's true, we have a roiv, and roiv amei aretz are maaser name, but it's still emanating out of a chi of Trumas and Maisris, Mida Araisa. So perhaps in such a scenario, Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests that that's where Chazal said we should extend the Isser Chefza that was already created by the Torah, and now continue to be choshish for it, even on a level de Rabbanon. But in Echnami, when they invent an Isser, that would just be an Isser Gavra, and not an Isser Chefza. Perhaps Demai is a bad example, and maybe every other Darabana would only be an Isser Gavra. And he has a raya from the Gemara in Yevamos that the Gemara thought that B'dmayik B'kilu, and it didn't sound like it was just because it was a Darabana, says Rav Yosef Engel. That D'may, by the case of being mafresh, a kid from an Avera, the Gemara had the chash even by D'may, even though the Gemara says that by Isserim Darabana were Mekel, so it sounds like D'may would be a higher Isser Darabana to represent this rationale that maybe Demai is its own separate category. But that is, from our sugya, Rabbi Isai, you're going to have to take one of those two avenues. Either argue with the Shita of the Nesivis, that post facto, like Gilad pointed out, that we view that midrabana, violating Isser Rabbana would only be an Isser Gavra, and therefore, like the Nesivis saying, B'shoigig, you didn't violate an Isser. And Rabbi Isai, that would be a major chiddush in Isurim Derabbanan. If that's the case, then how do you understand this Rabbeinu Tam? So says Rabbi Yosef Engel, either you see from Rabbeinu Tam not like the Nesivis, or you have to say a chiddush within the halachas of Demai. Rabbi Isai, what comes out of here, before I take questions, Rabbi Isai, is the fascinating tshuva, and now we get back to the case with Jonah where I stuck the pen inside his pocket. Please go to all of your WhatsApps, Rabbi Isai, and open up the tshuva of Asher Weiss. Now this is the tshuva that I found in Rav Asher Weiss's Minchas Asher. But the MS is, I heard this from Rav Schechter many years ago, the following situation. Very, very similar situation. Where's the WhatsApp group? Rav Schechter said like this. We know there is a chiyuv to be mafresh chala in Chutz La'aretz, right? I mentioned this to you guys a few weeks ago. There's a chiyuv to be mafresh chala in Chutz La'aretz. But that chiyuv to be mafresh chala in Chutz La'aretz is only an Isser D'Rabban. So Rav Schechter said there was once a guy who had a bakery, who wanted hashkacha, and he made the following chiddush. He said, he was a lamdan. He said, I'm not being mafresh chala. Yeah, and I told you this. I'm not being mafresh chala, but what? But it's okay. I don't have to be mafresh chala. Because anyone who's going to eat in my bakery doesn't know that I wasn't mafresh chala. So they're all ba'inus, b'shegig, right? They're all eating in. They, according to the Nesivis, they don't even have to do tshuva. So memela, I'll burn. I don't have a problem burning. I don't believe in this stuff anyways. And they're okay. So based on the Nesivis, they're not violating anything because challah is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So let's have our cake and eat it too. How's geshmak? Yeah? So you have a similar tshuva in Rav Asher Weiss. Zakhtar Rav Asher Weiss Siman Ayin Zayin. You guys saw this tshuva? Unbelievable. The divrei on Nesivis sha'over Isser D'Rabbanan b'shoigig ein tzarech kavar. What was the story over here? Rav Asher Weiss had a tshuva that a guy also served blood. He didn't salt the meat from the flesh. And he held what? That it's okay. Why? Because it's all kosher. Why? Because the people that are eating it, what? They're only violating Isser D'Rabbanan. Why? Dam is Isser D'Oraisa. Because it's cooked. And the halacha is Dam Shebishlo is only an Isser D'Rabbanan. So since they're only going to violate Isser D'Rabbanan, it's totally fine. And I could even set this up L'chakila. So Zakhtar Vasher Weiss in these two tshuvas, but Masha Shola Daiti Yemesh La'akal Alocha Keshitas Anasivas Amishva Da'ir Alzad Rabbanon B'Shoygel Lo Tzarech Avar. Fargilisi, I already revealed this Daiti Ania Pshut Min Chasasher Cholik Beis She'ein Alocha B'Zek Anasivas. First of all, he thinks like Rav Yosef Engel that we don't pass like the Nesivas. Mulvad Mashiyas Shafak Ketuva B'Rayas Shalem Hishtis Es Chidusha Agolo Levesi Rayas Shoyne Shalik Advarov. Ach Mulvad Mashi Kvar Kasavti Sham Be'Emes Adavar Mepurish Mubur Begamar, the Rabbanon Amrinon, Mutov Shiyushoygin Valyu Mezidin. Alva b'daraisa mitzvah lochichon. So what's the halacha he's bringing a raya against the nesivus? By the rabbanon, the Gemara says, let the person do his aver b'shegeh and don't give him teichacha. Mutav shiyu k'shegeh v'al yudu meizidin. Right? The ilav svara d'al yudu meizidin chayovim lachiyach lahafrish af misha'over b'sid rabbanon. And if there wouldn't have been a klal of mutav shiyu k'shegeh, what's going to happen? You're going to give them teichacha, now they're going to do, they're violating the nesir b'meizid. Better you leave him b'shegeh and you don't tell them about it by nesid rabbanon. Don't give them teichacha and then they'll be better off, because now they're violating b'shegeh, not b'meizid. I'm sure all of you have these cheshbonos all the time. Should I say something? Should I not say something? Right? There's a big biur halacha about tochacha, the zman hazeh, that the place can talk about. Should I be mechiach or not? It says, Frechter Vasher Weiss, why do I need this klal of mutav shiyu k'shegeh al yu meizidim? Just say, the guy's not doing aver, he's b'shegeh. The answer is, no, I would have to be mafresh from doing the iser. So you see, not like the nesivus from that klal, a bam rai. V'kach nifsa karamba, b'shulchan aruch. So you see, not like there is thieves, that a person who does an aver derabbanan b'shegig still needs kapara. Chevra, this is a shaila for us on this Yom Kippur. Do I have to do tshuva on averus derabbanan that I didn't know about it, that I by accident violated?
You say that in Al-Khayt, no?
Al-Khayt?
Don't we say that? Like,
Isser derabbanan?
No, the averus that I know I did and those that which I did.
I'm asking by an Isser Derabbanan.
I wouldn't apply those.
Doesn't he come with that
thing or not? No, not according to Nesivus. Nesivus would say you don't have to include that for Dinim Derabbanan. Rav Asher Weiss is saying that, and Rav Yosef Engel is saying it's not true. Wow, this is unbelievable, Rabbi said. This is a real nafkamina. Do I have to think about my Isserim Derabbanan when I'm clapping Al Chait on Yom Kippur? You know what the answer to the Gemara is? A sugya tucked away on Daf Zayin and Gittin. Unbelievable. It's not in Yuma. It's not in Masechus Yom Kippur. It's not even in Shulchan Aruch. Wow. It's a bomb riot Rav Asher Weiss is bringing. Shai Liz, how's Rav Asher Weiss going to explain the Nesivus? How's he going to explain the Mekach Tol's din? He's going to have to explain that. Why is the Shulchan Aruch being mechalik between the Din Derabbanan and Din Deraisa after you ate a B'shegig? Why is there a difference? And Avada, am I saying, Zok Rav Asher Weiss, that what? That a kal v'chomer that I can't be machshel. Ach by emes nira da'afin aniyach b'vadei shemitzel afrish that all the meyesed derabbanan b'shayig v'asal ha'shkiel b'chach efshed the mikong with the eved einu tzorek ha'par v'ein b'yodo av v'mchadis shrei poshet also af l'achshel adam la'avar aver ba'oynes af sh'oynes rachman ha'patrin. He says, even if you would accept the nesivis, he thinks for me to do what I did to Jonah is usher. Exactly like you said. The fact that Jonah's not doing an avera is not necessarily, is a fascinating idea, Rabbi said, is not necessarily dictating that I'm not setting up a michshol. So Dr. Vasher Weiss, I cannot set up a michshol even though the person is not technically going to get slammed on the action that he's doing because he's misasik. So too when it comes to this guy with the blood. You can't give this guy can't sell this product just because the people, when they're doing it, are not going to be chayv and shuva, even if you accept the nesivus, which he happens to not accept. Oh, and he says in the next shuva, what does he say? Here, look at the end of the next shuva. He quotes from the Har Tzvi. Sha'achi nocha deladas and nesivus ain isa lifna eivor b'machshir la'avar alis derabbanan. The Tzvi Frank said, "Taka like we assumed, like the baker assumed that according to the Nesivus there wouldn't be an iser to feed an iser derabbanan that a person is going to violate b'shoigeg, and you could have this, you could rely on this thing. I'm totally fine. They're not violating the iser, and I'm not overlifting the iver because there's no iser derabbanan b'shoigeg according to the Nesivus." So Dr. Vasher Weiss, Achlanias Daiti Nira, Daafladir Nesivis, Yesh Bze Isser Lifnei Iver. Even according to the Nesivis, he thinks it's still Lifnei Iver, which is a fascinating pshat. The Yesh Lahavkin Ulachalik Ben Averis Hagavra, Debe Isser Derabon Meshagig, Ein Avarion, the Leroyvitzel of Einesh, even though he doesn't have to clap Al Chait and he's not going to get punished. He thinks, but mitzad lifnei iver, mitzad a michshol, he thinks even though he's not going to get slammed, even though he's not going to get punished, Rav Asher Weiss says he thinks that there still is in Isser Lahakshil, your friend, in something that he's not going to technically be punished for, even if it's an Isser Gavra, and he's not going to be Chayav Tshuva for that item, even if you accept the Nesivus. So, a Chiddush al Pi Chiddush. First of all, Rav Asher Weiss agrees with Rav Yosef Engel. Based on what we were saying, he thinks that there are more rayas against the Yisoid of the Nesivus, that an Isser Derabbanan B'Shoyge doesn't need Kapara, doesn't need Tshuva. Number two, he says, even if you accept the rationale of the Nesivus, that an Isser Derabbanan is an Isser Gavra, and therefore B'Shoyge, you don't need to do Tshuva, you don't need Kapara, he still thinks it's usser for another individual to set up that Michshol, because the nature of a Michshol in the Torah is not necessarily synonymous with whether or not the person has to do tshuva or has to get an oynesh for what he did. He thinks that there's a concept of a michshol, even if technically the person is not responsible for the action. Lamaisa, there's a reality of an avera being done, which is still a michshol for me to set up, even though technically he won't need kapara. That is a fascinating chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. If you would have asked me, I would have said like Rav Tzipa Zach Frank, that for me to put the pencil in the pocket, for a person to set up a michshol, it should be dependent on whether or not that person is going to be obligated for his avera, or whether or not he's going to be punished for the avera he's doing. Zokter Rav Asher Weiss, no. There's an avera, and then there's the responsibility for the avera. So even if this person is technically off the hook for the avera, for me to set up that michshol will still be usser, even though technically the individual won't be responsible. Yeah, Isaac.
Isn't that right for the first thing we were talking about before, that whether or not the pnei ver is based on if the guy actually does it?
No, because Rav Asher Weiss is saying there's something done.
But it's no answer.
But it's no responsibility. No matter how you slice it, according to the Yadim Malkiyos, there's an action that took place over here. The Yad Malkiyah was saying, what happens if you have like Argamar? He never actually ate it.
But there's still the people that were still
did not. Doesn't, so that's the Shaila. Placing it in front of me when I'm not going to even do something without responsibility. Would that be considered Lifnei Iver? That's the Yad Malkiyah Shaila. Over here, Rav Asher Weiss is assuming, no, the guy does something. He just technically has an out because he's B'Shoyge, because he has an excuse, but that's still going to be lifnei iver. That's not the same as the Yad Malkiyah. It's a good sush though, but there's a difference between the two. I personally, before this, would have said no. I would assume averus are dependent on whether or not the other person is going to be responsible. But Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shlomo Zalmany quotes also disagree with Rav Tzipa Yitzchak Frank, and they think no, there's an avera in the world, even though the person is not going to be held accountable. Yeah.
So
it's fascinating. From a philosophical point, Rabbi Yisai, Hashkafa, this is incredible in terms of what does an Avera mean in the Avira, in the Welt, in the world, outside of the world of Yom Kippur, outside of the world of accountability and responsibility. Yeah.
So I was going to say, can you theoretically be doing the thing to yourself? Because if you have in mind to do an Avera, and it doesn't end up happening, you still violate it because you
were like... I don't think that's Lifnei Iver. I think Lifnei Iver means by someone else. Yeah.
The question we answered, but Yosef Engel only answered for Demai, but there was other Yisur Derbanan that Avdallah that we brought in.
But Avdallah, Rabbi Yosef Engel will say that is an Isser Gavra. That's great. Avdallah, he was over the michshol. That's because it was only an Isser Gavra. That's the answer. Yeah.
I heard Rav Asher Weiss once say about advertisements on Shabbos, that someone who prints the advertisements, meaning in like a shul pamphlet or whatever it is, you're not supposed to read the advertisements on Shabbos, but if someone prints the advertisements having in mind that someone's going to read them on Friday or on Motzei Shabbos, so it's a big shaila whether or not they're still out to print the ads, even though they might be read by someone on Shabbos. So similarly, would we say that if...
So what did Rav Asher Weiss say?
Rav Asher Weiss said that you still shouldn't do it.
Two pauses for a second.
Can I ever tell the Chinese story too?
Right.
Because of either.
Right.
So I'm thinking similarly, if you had in mind, meaning even if you had in mind something that if you didn't need it to, for it to be a thing here, that had ended up being a thing here, you didn't need it.
That's a complicated question. The Mishnah discusses selling an item. Let me ask you a question, okay? Fascinating question. I want to take a vote over here. Okay, Rav Moshe raises this question. Why am I allowed to sell a car to a non-from Jew? Why? I have a car business. I have a car. Why am I allowed to sell a car to a non-from Jew? What? But he's going to drive it on Shabbos. So the answer is, so Isaac, answer your question. The answer is, if I give him something, the Mishnah in Shviyas says, if I give him a utensil that he might use it to plow during Shviyas, but he could technically use it for Dvarim and Mutarim, the Mishnah says you're not over lifting either. Basil will say you're allowed to sell such a utensil. So that means that changes, right? I would have always thought Safi Daraisa L'Chumra. Anytime you think that a person might use it for an Avera, before I would have seen that Mishnah in Shviyas, it should have been Usur. The answer is no. If it's not most of the time used for that purpose, so then I'm not selling him a Chetz of the Isura. If he himself decides to now use it as Man Isser or in a way of Isser, that's his issue and that's not my Lifnei either. So that really gets into what you're asking right now.
Isn't the whole point that you have to give him enough time that he can use it?
Yeah.
Right, so the whole thing is like the reason you can assume that he's going to do it is because you give
why? He could read it after Shabbos.
Correct, he can read it after Shabbos, but you say he prints it on Wednesday.
So he can read it.
So you have to assume that the person's not going to
read it. Why can't he read it 6 days out of 7 days of the week? Like the fact that they have this practice, that's what they're relying on.
Why after Wednesday?
What?
Why after Wednesday?
It's enough time. It's enough time. Okay. That's their cheshbon. I don't know.
What if you know that people are reading on Shabbos.
Yeah. That's the question. So you know you're lamaizer, you're causing a mess. But he's saying I'm not over lift neighbor because that's their choice. So you're saying you still should be from. You know that now people are reading. So you're right, you're off the hook. You don't have lift neighbor. But you still should be mafresh them from an isser. You still should not facilitate their avers if you know what's happening. I happen to agree with you. But I'm also not the decision of how this guy's making his parnasa.
You can still read it, though, you know?
What? Gila.
Rabbi Engel's second explanation that of the Maya, since it's, you might come to a door,
yeah,
so
yeah.
Relying on that. But in that Gemara, he's eating a vegetable, which is just their abundance, Meiser. So that doesn't necessarily explain that tomorrow.
Meiser Yerek is only the Rabbanon. First of all, that's not true according to all Rishonim. The Rambam happens to hold that Meiser Yerek is... Oh no, that's by Peiris. That's by Peiris. So you want to know why by Tmai, by Yerek, unless they did it across the board to all Tmai, since some of it related to a Daraisa. Maybe you'd have to say that.
I think the Rambam says that like in certain spots were completely other from
no, I'm just saying maybe the Gzera of Demai was like a was included in all of the other Demai that you would have to say that. I don't know. It's a good R. Yeah. All right, Chevra. Abayisai, we're moving weiter. We're going on to a brand new sugya. Wait, hold on a second. A brand new sugya on Dav Zayin.